to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi everyone, this is Joanna Penn from The Creative Pen, and today we've actually got an interview with me, which is a bit of a change, but I was interviewed by lovely lady Kathleen Alexander from cleverfox.com.au. Now she helps entrepreneurs with career change and people setting up new businesses, and interviewed me about my sort of career path, I guess, from being a full-time IT consultant into starting The Creative Pen and writing 4 books in 3 years. So it was a really good chat, and we talked about changing your life, changing your career, writing a book, marketing, transition, phases, and yeah, some of the things that I've learned, some of the things I've been through, and hopefully you'll find it really useful at the beginning of this new year. So yes, Happy New Year, and this is the first podcast of 2011. Big year ahead of us all, I think. I put up a few of my resolutions a few days ago. Two of the sort of big things that are happening is the launch of Pentecost will be February the 7th. So even though in this interview I mentioned January, it will be February the 7th. So I will be putting up a lot more about that soon. There's going to be competition and prizes and all kinds of fun things. So I hope that you will join me in getting involved in that launch. And the idea will be a whole sort of Amazon Day where I storm the charts and make a big splash, and that'll be great. More on that to come. I'm also I'm going to go to New York in July and take my novel Pentecost. But you know, it's so funny. I spend some days I wake up and I go, oh, I still want a book deal. You know, I want a traditional publisher. And then something else happens and I go, oh no, I just love the control. I love being able to publish things so fast and do things my way and choose how I want things to look. And also today, Joe Comrath, who is a blog that I love, his Newbie's Guide to Publishing, he's hardly a newbie, but he just wrote his latest blog post was basically, you should self-publish. And he admits that he was anti-self-publishing for years, but now he basically says, you should do it. And his reasons why are pretty much exactly why I did it in the first place. Although, you know, let's face it, if I had got a book deal straight off, then I possibly would have gone that way. But he's basically, you know, he does some brilliant comparisons between how much money you would make. It's purely about money from his perspective, which is fair enough. We'd all like to make a lot of money. And he's basically saying he's made, what, 200 grand from ebooks this year, or that's how much he's going to make next year. I mean, there's a lot. He's made a lot of money. So anyway, if you go to A Newbie's Guide to Publishing or search J.A. Conrath with a K and look for the post, you should self-publish. It's pretty fantastic, and yeah, see what you think about it. You know, do you still want a publishing deal? As I said, I change my mind every day. But anyway, so I'm going to go to New York regardless, and you know, see what it's like. I've never been to New York. I've mainly been on the West Coast of America, so that's quite exciting for me. Another thing I'm doing next year, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, is I'm starting a new video blog. And it's going to be called Mystery Thriller TV. And yes, it will be around mysteries and thrillers. You might have noticed I don't really do book reviews, certainly not fiction book reviews, on The Creative Pen. I think book review sites are their own type of site, whereas I aim to sort of be useful for any type of writer, not genre specific. So I'm going to set up that new blog. It's probably January, February, depending on the launch. And that will be for lovers of mystery and thriller. And again, I will tell you more about that. But if you love mysteries and thrillers and you'd like to get involved, you can always email me. I'll be looking for collaborators on that one. Okay, so as usual, you're welcome to email me, joanna@thecreativepen.com. I'd love to hear your comments on the podcast and any feedback, or you can leave a comment on the blog. So thanks ever so much. Happy New Year. I hope this year will be a fantastic writing year for you. And here's the interview.
My guest, Joanna Penn, wears many hats, and she really wears them well. She's an author, blogger, speaker, and business consultant who's based in Brisbane. Joanna has written and self-published 3 non-fiction books, and she's now writing her first novel, thriller, that's called Pentecost, isn't it, Joanna?
Yes.
Her blog, thecreativepen.com, and that's spelled with a double N, it's an incredible resource for all of you out there who are thinking about writing, publishing, and promoting a book. So welcome, Joanna, and thank you for joining me on this call.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to meet you.
Joanna, I've been a big fan of your blog, and I've been following your posts for over a year now. It's so full of useful information, podcasts, and interviews, and I'm really simply astonished that this is something you're doing in addition to your work as a business consultant.
Absolutely.
Many of the listeners to this call are interested in making that transition from being in a full-time job to owning a business or a project that they are really passionate about. Can you share with us what motivated you to get started on this path of writing and publishing and now helping others to do the same?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess, you know, a lot of people listening want to change their careers, and I've kind of been feeling like that for a long time. I'm 35 now, but when I was 25, I left England. I used to work in London, and I left England, you know, looking to change my life, you know, in the year 2000, and arrived in Australia, and then realised about 5 years later that I still hadn't changed my life. As many of us do, you know, we have these high hopes, and then life happens, we earn the money, you know, and we haven't done it. So again, you know, a couple of years after that, I was like, you know, I always wanted to write a book. Writing a book was one of my life goals, and here I was at 30, still hadn't done it. So I pretty much, and actually still took me a couple of years, but basically I started writing a book, and I didn't really know what I wanted to write, but one thing was that I worked in IT, and as an IT consultant, it's a pretty miserable group of people. I imagine.
Hopefully your boss is not listening to
this.
Oh,
no. Well, they pretty much everyone in my industry admits that they're not there for the love of the job. They're there to earn money to pay the bills and for the rest of their life. And so I pretty much, you know, thought, well, what do I want to know? I need to know how to change my job and how to enjoy my life more. But, you know, I was very diligent, went to university, did all the things one should do, paid my taxes. You know, I was like, I needed to kind of look at what I wanted to do to change my life. So I wrote How to Enjoy Your Job, which was my first book. And pretty much what I suggested was working, you know, working to pay the bills, but also doing things on the side in order to make life more rounded and more interesting. So I pretty much took my own advice and started The Creative Pen. After I wanted to basically get my book out there, I started to learn about publishing, about self-publishing, about how you know, publishing works. And I realized there was a lot out there that people didn't know. And I was spending money and time myself, and I could share those lessons with people. So basically, I guess what motivated me was my own desire to write and publish a book, but then also to help people save money and time and effort and heartache themselves, because so many people dream of writing a book, and I have a great I have IT and as well as being, you know, being a writer, so I could blend those two things. So I started The Creative Pen with that kind of goal. I guess I also wanted to say that I wanted to aim for scalable income, which I think some other people will, you know, also want that too. And when I say scalable, it's that kind of what some people call passive income. But I actually think that's a misnomer. I don't think there's such a thing as passive income. So we call it scalable income, where essentially you create something, whether it's a book or a product or an online course, or, you know, some people it's shares or property investment, and that you can make more money than just your time. You're not switching your time for money. You can do things that are scalable. So I guess, you know, I decided on that business model of what I wanted, and that was pretty much what got me started.
And you haven't stopped, have you?
No, well, you know, it's funny you say that, and I was looking at some of the other questions about what I do, you know, about my time and everything. Yeah, literally, I basically haven't stopped with writing books and the creative pen. But I think it's about finding something you're passionate about, and then you get what you focus on, you know. And I think I spent a lot of my 20s, you know, having a lot of fun and, you know, partying, and so now I'm spending a lot of my 30s changing my career slowly.
Can I ask you, did you, when you started the creative pen, did you envisage it to be what it is today, or has it just evolved as part of the journey?
That's a good question, because I don't think any of us realise where we're going to end up when we first start this journey. Certainly when I wrote How to Enjoy Your Job, my goal was to really was to get out of my job and change my life, but I didn't really know where I was going. I did want to do writing books, and I did want to do speaking, and I have just come back from Bali, where I'd had my first international speaking event for writers, so that was amazing. But I certainly never thought, when I started this really only 2 years ago this December, that I would, you know, I'd be paid to go and speak in Bali to a group of writers. I mean, that's amazing. I didn't think I would be writing fiction. I'll have my first novel coming out in January. So it's almost like, and I know many of your listeners will have heard of, you know, the law of attraction and that type of thing. I do believe that when you make the first steps in your journey, that the universe comes to meet you, or however you want to put it, and that you attract the opportunities and people who will join you on the journey. And that's been really exciting. So, and I really see, you know, great things happening as well. I really believe I've only just started. And I guess I should say to people who are just starting as well, you need to start with some kind of goal in mind, but also a bit like skiing, go and zigzag down the slope towards your goal.
That's right. And I must say, when it comes to the law of attraction, I totally believe that you have got to take action as well, because just dreaming about it and not doing anything, I don't think works. It's just not going to materialize. And I can see that you've actually done probably more than you think you've done in order to make this happen. You just go on a course and it gets bigger and it gets bigger. But it's exciting when it's a little bit out of your, I guess, comfort zone in a lot of ways.
Oh, yes. And it's funny you say that. I have done a video. I haven't actually put it on YouTube yet. It's called What the Secret Forgot to Tell You. You know, the law of attraction is all very well about thinking about what you want, but yes, you have to take a lot of action. And as you know, we're, you know, doing calls like this, getting online, writing, doing stuff. It is more about doing stuff, but obviously you have to come up with the idea first.
What can a published book do for someone who is starting a business or wanting to get more clients? I guess what I'm trying to ask is, why should someone consider writing and publishing a book as a serious business strategy?
Okay, well, I guess there's a number of answers to that. The first one is that, you know, writing a book gives you credibility and helps you stand out. I mean, that's probably the number one, and that's as a non-fiction. We're talking non-fiction here. We're, you know, when I wrote How to Enjoy Your Job, it was when I was thinking I would talk to corporates about career change, and that all changed. But essentially, having a book makes you stand out. You know, there are millions of websites out there, there are millions of businesses, millions of businesses that don't stand out in any way. So if you write a book, you stand out far more than anybody else. So even if you're a real estate agent or a plumber, you know, if you write a book on, you know, your top tips for these things, then you stand out more than anybody else. And certainly as a business person or someone with a website, you know, having a book helps you stand out and gives you credibility. And I think we're going to talk about, you know, sort of publishing options, but having a book on Amazon.com means that people can find you from all over the world. So I really encourage everybody now to think of themselves as global. This is not about being, you know, big in Melbourne or Australia. This is about being found all over the world. And in fact, my biggest audience is the US, and not Australia. And, you know, there's 250 million people in America. It's a big market. So yes, having a book can make you a global business, not just a local business. I should also say that it can solidify your own knowledge and also help you with understanding how you can share your work with the world. So, for example, if you, like you're talking, you know, about how to do career change, if you have a book that helps people do that, then, you know, you can direct them to that book if they can't afford coaching, or, you know, you can say, look, you know, read my book and then come and ask me more questions. And often we get the same questions over and over and over again. So it's quite good to have a resource that people can go to. And the other thing I think for business owners is having a book is almost the basis, the baseline of your other online products. So, for example, I have two books for authors, which are From Idea to Book and From Book to Market. And I've turned those two books into a full online multimedia course called Author 2.0. And that basically, you know, when you've got the base level of your information, you can spin it off in all kinds of new directions and make it into a multimedia product. And that, for all the listeners, is actually the best way to make income online. So I'm not going to say that having a book is going to make you a millionaire, but having multimedia products and a speaking platform and a book can make you some money. And I also just wanted to address the phrase published author. This is something that a lot of people can get hung up about. I personally am published on Amazon.com, which self-published by myself. But nowadays, anyone can publish themselves on Amazon.com. And I have exactly the same digital shelf space, I guess, as anybody who's been published by a big name branded publisher. So I don't want people to think that they have to go through the process of finding a publisher and all of that type of stuff, although they can. But the world is quite expanded now.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, I once heard a business owner who had self-published say that writing his book was actually the easy part. The marketing of the book after it was written was actually what took a lot of time. Now, I think most people think that overcoming writer's block and finding the topic to focus on and the writing as the actual difficult part. But I guess once you've written your book, you don't want it to sit in your garage. What are your top three tips for marketing a book once it's published?
And that's a brilliant question. And that's one of the reasons I started The Creative Pen, because I was that person with the books in my garage. along with many other people who do self-publish and do print runs, I was like that, and then I realized that I needed to know how to market. So everything that I've learned since then, I've done a lot of online courses, I've learned a lot by doing. Everything I do on my blog is I experiment with these things. So I can tell you what I've found since I, you know, published. The biggest things for me have been blogging. I'm a real evangelist for blogging. I love blogging. It's very effective. I sell everything through my blog. I've got all my speaking things from my blog, and it is, you know, it's my center on the internet, and it, you know, I love it. I love my community, and when I started blogging, I would never have known how amazing it was going to be. And you know, those people who are bloggers out there, or they haven't started, if you haven't started, then you won't realize this yet, and you kind of only realize it when you do blog properly, like you take it seriously, you realize how powerful it can be. So absolutely, blogging would be my number one. And everybody needs an online hub, and blogging, you know, there's just no reason not to blog these days, especially if you're a non-fiction author, like, you know, many of the people who might be listening. Having a blog on your business topic is just a natural thing, and you can put all the information that you're going to put into your book anyway. So that's good, because people have to find you, clearly, and we're not going to have time to get into search engine optimization and all of that type of thing, but having a blog is just the number one thing. That would be my first one. Number two, social networking is sort of the thing of now. And again, this is something, like blogging, I started doing because I thought I must market things, I must do marketing. but social networking is also absolutely brilliant, and you have to find the social network you like best. So I personally like Twitter. Twitter is my place, and I'm at The Creative Pen with a double N. And some people like Facebook, other people like, you know, other places. I think Twitter is the best. Twitter is full of entrepreneurs and bloggers, and so if you're thinking about marketing, Twitter is actually a really good place to interact with other entrepreneurs and bloggers. So that would be my recommendation. And then thirdly, I think multimedia. So we're doing an audio interview, so we have a podcast going out on this. I also think video is incredibly powerful and is becoming more and more prevalent on the internet. If you have a blog and you combine social networking with audio and video, you stand out, especially in a world where a lot of people are scared of the technology. It's actually pretty easy now. So if you have a go and learn a few basic things, you can stand out. And if people listen to your voice for half an hour a week, or they watch your video for 5 minutes, a couple of times a week, they know you. And one really big key in selling anything is that if people know you, like you, and trust you, they are more likely to spend their money with you. And as business owners, this is important.
That's right. Now, Joanna, at last count, how many Twitter followers have you got?
Oh, I've just gone over 15,000. So
that's what I thought. That's quite amazing. And this was over a period of 2 years?
Yeah, well, about 18 months. I started February last year. So
that's
February
amazing.
2009. Well, and I would say on that, some people say the number of followers is not important. Now, I actually disagree with that. Because the more followers you have, the more you can get information out there. That's just, that's the basics. And also, I haven't grown mine fast. I mean, actually, 15,000 after that long is not that many compared to some people. But I have focused on it. And, I guess my main thing is that I want to be useful. So I tweet about 80% other people's links, information about writing, publishing, book marketing. Most of what I tweet and share is other people's blog posts, other people's information. And then I intersperse that with my own information. And that means I'm not a spammer and people appreciate the information. So being useful is like the number one rule for any of these things, and also for the blog. And most of us want to help people. That's why we do a lot of the things we do. We want to help people. And yes, we'd like to make a living, but helping people is really makes us happy. And it is. And I love Twitter and I love my blog because I have these lovely community of people who just want to write and share their work and be creative. And they're all really nice. So I would really encourage people to try out blogging and Twitter. And I'm not massively into Facebook, but, any of these sites where you can get into a community, make friends, and, see what happens.
That's good advice. Now, what are the trends or opportunities you see emerging in the field of self-publishing? And how does this affect someone who's actually thinking of self-publishing and launching themselves as an expert in the area?
What we have traditionally called self-publishing is sort of re-emerging as what we're now calling indie authors or independent authors, in the same way that indie music and indie film became quite trendy a few years ago as the breakdown of the big companies and, multimedia online becomes more powerful. This is now happening in the publishing space. The big companies are kind of breaking down, in the global financial crisis, and independent authors are rising up, and essentially it's becoming less of, there used to be a stigma of being self-published, but now it's more a pride in being an indie author, because anyone can publish on Amazon.com now. And I'll just give your listeners a few tips. You can use a site like CreateSpace, which is Amazon's own publishing platform, which means you can use a technology called print on demand. Now, print on demand can change people's lives. So I really want your listeners to perk up right now, take some notes. Print on demand means that you load your Word document up into a site like CreateSpace, or Lulu.com is another one. You load your Word document, which is your finished book. You also load your book covers, and then you can order a printed book. So this isn't, we'll talk about ebooks in a minute, but print on demand is actually a physically printed book that someone can order from Amazon.com anywhere in the world. So you just load your book cover and your book innards, and then you order one, have a look at it yourself, and then it's out for sale on Amazon.com, which is just revolutionary. It means you don't have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars up front for a print run. You don't have to store any stock, you don't have to do any postage, and this is what I recommend to everyone now, is get your book on Amazon and use print on demand so people can buy physical copies, but you don't have to deal with it all yourself. And all you do is you get a check every month, or PayPal, which is wonderful, that's what we like.
Amazing. I mean, talk about globalization working for you.
Oh, it's, I tell you what, this is phenomenal. And I do have a video on how print on demand changed my life, because it just liberates you from having to think about any of these things. I mean, seriously, yes, you have to pay for an editor and a cover designer, but this is not very much money. And then you put your files on Amazon and you're all good, you know. So print on demand is, I think, the most sort of life changing for business owners and authors out there. And then, so that's a physical book that you can sell like that, and not just off Amazon.com, you can sell them wherever you like. And then the other one is ebooks. So ebooks, you know, everyone has an opinion on ebooks. You know, I hate ebooks, or, you know, I love ebooks. And I've had a Kindle for a year now. I was one of the first people in Australia to get one, and I'm about 85% ebook reader now. So I have almost completely switched. And in America, ebook sales are now 10% of book sales. And that's within, you know, last year I think it was 3%, either 3% or 6%. So you can see how fast it's growing. Ebooks are a massive market, you know, I've got an iPad, I've got a Kindle, I've got an iPhone. Yes, I'm a tech person, but this is just growing. So, so with ebooks, you can basically publish your ebook on the Kindle, and the Kindle has 70% of the ebook market. So if you're going to do anything, just stick it on the Kindle. You can go to dtp.amazon.com and upload an HTML format file there with your book and your book cover. And again, you'll be for sale on the Kindle store within 24 hours. Now that is just that's mind-boggling, you know, in an industry. Yeah, in an industry that takes between a year and 18 months to produce a book, a physical book on the shelves, you can have your ebook up in 24 hours. You can have your print-on-demand book up within 3 weeks. So that's just, like, mind-boggling. And if anyone's freaking out about the phrase HTML, there are plenty of people you can pay $50 to format your book. You know, you give them a Word document, they give you an HTML file, everything's good. So, and I'll point people to ebookarchitects.com, and they have all kinds of resources for that type of thing. So there is absolutely nothing stopping anybody from doing that. And even if your book is 10 best tips for selling your house, you know, if you're a real estate agent, people are still looking for this information. So those are some of the things.
That's right. Now I know, when we talk about ebook, a lot of people still think of an ebook as one of those PDF files that you have on a website that you download for free. But really, when we talk about ebooks, we're talking about a digital medium. Mm. And with technology, it's no longer just limited to these PDFs that, you know, sit on a website waiting to be downloaded. I suppose from a cost perspective, digital books are obviously more affordable. But do you think there's a perceived difference these days between a digital or an ebook and a physical book?
I think it really depends. I think things are changing very fast. Certainly in the, in America, they're much far ahead of us in Oz, but they're giving Kindles and iPod touches to school kids, because textbooks, maths books, science books, they change so fast, you have to put out new editions all the time. So anyone who's in an industry where things change very fast, tech books, basically anything other than fiction moves on really fast. If you have an ebook, you can upload a new version anytime. So in terms of perceived value, it depends whether the value is a physical product or the information the physical product contains. Now, I've switched to the Kindle mainly because Kindle books are $11 Australian, and if I go to the bookshop, they're about $35. So, I mean, that's quite a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, especially if you're reading a lot.
Yeah, and I do. I read an awful lot. So I am literally reading three times as many books now because I don't have to ship them from America or buy them, you know, for $30+. So that's
and
one thing.
So in terms of, sorry to have interrupted you, but also in terms of space, I mean, I'm running out of space at home to store all my physical books, so I can see how digital books would be handy.
That's exactly right, and if you know, think about the fact that on a Kindle you can now hold, I think, 1,500 books, it may be even more than that now, and also on the iPad, and I love the Kindle too, because the Kindle is a device, it's also an app, so I can start reading a book on my Kindle in bed, then I can read it, I can sync it with my phone, and I can carry on reading on my phone on the train. I can read it on my iPad. I can read it on my desktop. My husband has his Kindle textbooks for his job on an iPad at work next to his computer, so he doesn't have to lug really thick books around for reference. I think if people start thinking beyond just I like to hold a physical book, and think about the possibilities, you know, the more exciting it is. And essentially, once you get into using ebooks, you realize how amazing they are. And if, you know, even if people don't want to read them themselves, I would urge you as a business owner and, to think about all the people who are reading ebooks. And if it's only going to cost you $50 to get an ebook out there, then, you know, why wouldn't you do it, basically? Even if you're not going to read them, take it to the market who do.
Absolutely, and you actually touched on a very important point there, because you've got to remember that you're not marketing to yourself, but to someone else, and that person might actually like reading an ebook.
Absolutely, and you never know until you try, you know, really. It's like, it's funny thinking about the whole marketing thing. For example, you know, everyone thinks YouTube, well, a lot of people think YouTube is just for young people, but my YouTube channel, the average age is between 45 and 64 years old, which is quite unexpected. And the biggest growth of Facebook and Kindle ebook sales is women over 45. So, you know, this is not about teenagers with, you know, phones, smartphones. This is about people with money, people who are in your target market. So yeah, absolutely, think beyond just what you personally like, and also think globally.
Absolutely. Now, Joanna, as someone who still works, is that 4 days a week currently?
Yes, 4 days.
While successfully writing and publishing and running your blog and learning all this new information, what have you personally found effective in terms of, you know, habits or thinking patterns that have really kept you motivated? I mean, what advice would you give someone who wants to get started but feels just that little bit overwhelmed by what they have to do? How have you gone through it, and what's your advice?
No, it's a good question. And basically, a couple of years ago, it was 3 years ago now, when I decided to write a book and kind of change my life, like, actually, I'm going to do it now, I went down to 4 days a week. And I really believe that that has been the thing that's changed my life. Now, a lot of people go, oh, I couldn't possibly work 4 days a week, I can't afford it, or my boss wouldn't let me. But in these days of, changing financial times, a lot of people are far more likely to give you 4 days a week. Now, if you think about that as it's only 80% of your salary or whatever, you have to look at comparing that to what's important in terms of changing your life. So I decided that I would rather have 80% of my income and another day a week to work on what I wanted to do. And I decided to keep my job and not just give it up, because I tried a few years before that. I had given up my job, sold my house, you know, sat in a place and decided to change my life. And the pressure of having no income and having really no clue drove me back to a job and stopped me writing for about 3 years. So I definitely don't recommend chucking everything in and just trying, you know, unless you've got some kind of safety net. So I decided to keep my job, to build my business up slowly, to build up the Creative Pen slowly. So basically, that's my first tip: 4 days a week work. Then the next thing is, what are you going to give up? So I say this to writers as well who want to write a book. everybody has the same amount of time. You know, we only have a certain amount of time. So what are you going to give up? Because it has to be something. It has to be sleep or it has to be something else. And so for me, I gave up that one day. I also gave up TV. So we don't have a TV in our house. I don't have children, but I do have a husband, and I do obviously have a life. But I also gave up, you know, I don't really drink anymore. I don't really go out and do much socializing, and it sounds like I have a terrible life, but I have a real goal. And I diarize everything. So I have in my diary, I get, you know, what I do on certain days. So, you know, we booked this session in a while ago and I have appointments and I set appointments with myself. So I do videos on a certain day. I do novel writing on a Sunday. You know, so I split up my time in a quite a controlled manner. I am quite a control freak.
Oh, I'd like to say very well organized.
Yes, very well organized. But I think you have to, you know, we all have to be pretty well organized, and women are good at this, I think, you know. And even if you do have kids, like I was, I interviewed a lady called Hyla Molanda a few weeks ago on my podcast, and she has four children, I think, four kids, and she's just writing a book. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know how you do it with kids, you know. I think I get a lot done, and, you know, you have four kids. And so people definitely do it. It's just, what are you giving up? I couldn't give up sleep, but I could give up TV. So, you know, yeah.
It's really also having that goal. You're very purpose driven, I think. You know what you want, and you're, like you said, you're prepared for the cost and consequences that it takes to actually achieve that. And it's also really interesting what you said about not just jumping ship and trying to do everything, you know, by quitting your job. And I often tell this to my clients who, by the time they come and see me, are so sick and tired of their job. And, yes. You know, there's probably been signals happening, you know, for years before that they're unhappy. And then, you know, a few years later, they're consciously aware that they're unhappy at work. Then it takes maybe another year for them to actually pick up the phone and make that appointment with me. And by this time, they all just want that answer. Okay, you know, what should I do next?
Yes.
And I always tell them, look, there is a transition phase. You really need to think about what you want. You need to make that transition and prepare yourself. And it may often include doing something that's not just another job, but like what you're doing, Joanna. It's something you love, and no one's going to go out there and hand you a job and a paycheck doing this. So it's something you have to create and build. But I think that's exciting. I mean, that's what, you know, I guess makes you wake up and you see the bigger picture, and you don't care about, you know, going out for a drink down the pub.
Yeah, well, that's exactly TV. That's exactly right. And I think for me now, I'm an IT contractor, so I get paid the days I work. So it's not a career anymore. I decided I didn't want the career in IT. I didn't want to be a career consultant doing that. So that literally pays the bills. So it's almost like a Pizza Hut job. So people should think about their job if they want to leave it as the thing that pays the bills, while we actually build something that we want for our life. And what's important, I think, is that if you keep your job that pays the bills, you don't desperately grasp at opportunity. So I get a lot of opportunities offered to me for the Creative Pen now because I've built up quite a, you know, a platform. But I say no to the vast majority of them because I have a goal, which is 80% scalable income, so selling books, selling digital products, 20% speaking, speaking income, so live events. But if things don't fit that goal for my business model, then I say no. And I can say no because I'm making money in another way. So yes, I am now making money online, but it's not enough to pay all my bills. So I keep that job as my, not just a safety net, it's almost allows me creative freedom to create the business I want, because I do not want to create another job. And so many people create another job.
And, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely correct. And that's important. And the other thing that's important is, I think for a lot of people who start a business, when they first go in, they're not really sure of their niche or what it is they want to do. Mm. And often they spread themselves so thin. And then they've got to come back and really focus on what's important. And even if you have to do that, that is key. It's not that you failed. It's just knowing that you've tried it and you've realized you're not enjoying it. So, you know, coming back to what's core and why you started the business to begin with, what you've done is great because you've got your goals and you already know what you want. So you're discarding what's not important because that can become very draining. If you start doing things that's not within your vision for how you want your business or your life to be like. The other thing is once your business starts becoming a job and you don't like it, it's not just you who are not enjoying your job, it's the people around you as well who are not enjoying you.
Yeah, absolutely. And given that I do, you know, I pretty much, you know, I work my 4 days and then the other 3 days I pretty much work on the creative pen. If I didn't enjoy it, then my life would be pretty bad. So, but I do. I really enjoy it.
The creative pen is just fantastic, Joanna. And I, like I said at the beginning, am just astounded at how amazing you have been in putting up resources and just making the world of publishing so much more accessible to the individual who wants to get started. I mean, yours is like a one-stop shop for information.
Oh, thank you. That's what I aimed it to be, so I'm glad it works.
It does. And, you know, I'm really thrilled that you've been able to share your thoughts, and I'm certainly recommending your blog to many, many clients that I meet. In fact, I met someone who was going to the Ubud Writers Festival, and I said, hey, make sure you look up Joanna Penn.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing about your book, Pentecost, once it's launched. I'm sure that will be coming up,
January, yeah.
And looking forward to actually reading it.
Thank you.
So, Joanna, again, thanks for your time and all the best with what you've been doing and what you're continuing to do in the world of self-publishing. And for all you out there who are interested in finding out about what Joanna can offer, please visit her website, www.thecreativepen.com. Thanks a lot and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales, and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.